Song of Solomon, Chapter 5. If we prevail in prayer, God will do what only He can do. I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had left. He was gone. My heart sank at his departure. I looked for him, but did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer. Verse 6. Allegorizing these expressions makes me think of our long spiritual quest in prayer. There are countless testimonies of mothers and husbands praying insistently for decades before receiving an answer. During the long wait, we opened our hearts, cried out in our distress, and with the passing of days and years, we began to feel as if the sky were made up of bronze, impenetrable to our weak prayers. My father told me about my grandfather's messy life before I met Christ, and how my grandmother and her children, despite the abuse, they continued to pray. The day finally came when God opened my grandfather's heart, and from then on, his life changed. He ended his days preaching the gospel and shepherding a small congregation. Many times, the answer is delayed, but, as we always say, God is never late. If you are experiencing similar circumstances, do not faint or stop praying. Delays are not refusals. Many a prayer is registered, and underneath it, the words, "My time is not yet come." Lord, help me to learn to patiently wait, even if the answer is long in coming, because you know what is best for me.